USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We never thought that after the first 50 or 60 days, everything would be fine. Today, there's more evidence that our economy is moving in the right direction. But it's clear we have a long way to go.
President Biden reacting to a disappointing April jobs report, the economy adding 266,000 jobs in April, far below expectations. Meanwhile, during a White House briefing, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the road to economic recovery will be challenging.
We've had a very unusual hit to our economy, and the road back is going to be somewhat bumpy. We have to expect it.
110 million Americans are now fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's according to a tweet from White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asked the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge at the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest-rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
Drug maker Pfizer says it's hopeful for full FDA approval of its coronavirus vaccine in the coming months. The vaccine is being administered in the United States under emergency use authorization at the moment. Dr. Ashish Jha, dean of the Brown University School of Public Health, tells ABC's Good Morning America this could make a big difference in the fight against the pandemic.
It's great. It's big. It's important. Here's why. Obviously, on some level, day-to-day vaccinations will continue, and in that way, it's not a huge deal. But it's a signal that we have so much safety data now on millions and tens of millions of people that we can get the full authorization, the full approval. It'll also give confidence to a lot of people who've been on the fence, businesses that want to mandate it for workers coming back. So I do think it'll end up being a big deal.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is in Donna, Texas, touring a migrant processing facility. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A new survey from Ramsey Solutions says 42% of consumers with debt say the pandemic has been a financial setback they don't think they can come back from, compared to 27% of people without consumer debt. The survey also found those without consumer debt, 45%, were more likely to save stimulus money than those with debt, which is 31%. Ramsey Solutions President Dave Ramsey making sense of those numbers on Fox News.
Obviously, if you've got debt, you're likely to use the money to pay your bills. And so, because, you know, you got more money going back out the door. And so, again, this points to what Ramsey's been doing for 30 years, getting people out of debt, because it puts you into a position of strength. And those that didn't have that were more likely to save their stimulus check, which, oh, by the way, stimulated nothing in the economy because it went into a savings account.
There are no new positive COVID-19 tests in Major League Baseball this week. On Friday, the league announcing the latest round consisted of more than 10,000 tests. MLB also announced that five teams had 85% of their Tier 1 individuals fully vaccinated, which allows for relaxed health and safety protocols. Seven more clubs are said to have relaxed protocols soon. 83% of all Tier 1 individuals, which includes players, staffers, trainers, and some front office members, are partially or fully vaccinated. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.